I want to get other managers to sign on to a set of recommendations I've developed for our top executives. I want to give people in my group the tools they need to reach their targets this quarter. Your broad objective may be nothing like those, but state it just as succinctly. Anyone should be able to understand it without reading it twice. Your desired outcomes. Now, it's time to get specific. Not about what your presentation will include, that comes later, but about what results you want. Take, for example, this objective from the preceding list. I want to show people how well my team's new system works. You don't just want attendees to walk away impressed with the system. You seek outcomes. What are they? Maybe you need people to identify ways they can use the system in their daily work, or to take the first step toward implementation within 1 week. Or maybe you'd like them to troubleshoot obstacles and report back to you with their findings within 10 days. Whatever your desired outcomes, write them down in a list. There's no magic number, but be realistic. Fewer items are usually better. That way, you'll tighten your focus and avoid setting your own and your audience's expectations too high. Your measurement of success. With your broad objective and desired outcomes in hand, identify how you will measure whether you've met your goals. Do you expect to leave the presentation with ideas that audience members generated? Do you want attendees to complete a set of tasks by a certain deadline? Are you trying to measure soft data, such as enthusiasm and buy-in? How will you gauge those? Keep the metrics simple and easy to assess, accounting for what your audience can realistically produce. If you're looking for feedback, you might ask people to complete a brief form or online survey. If deliverables are part of the mix, provide a handout that lists those items, something physical that audience members can carry away with them and that you can easily send to people who missed the presentation. Know your audience. The better you understand your audience's goals and concerns, the more likely you are to achieve your objective and your desired outcomes, and the better able you will be to measure those successes. The audience, not the presenter, is the heart of any presentation. To figure out what makes it tick, answer these questions. Number 1. How big will the group be? Who will be absent? Are you expecting 5, 15, or 50 people? The size of the audience affects the type of presentation you'll give and the resources you'll need. See Identify Your Resources later in this book. Keep track of which people can't attend. Absent stakeholders are stakeholders nonetheless. You'll want to follow up with them afterward. Number 2. What roles do your audience members perform in the organization? To whom are they accountable? Having a basic understanding of their responsibilities will help you engage them. Consider why your message matters to them and how you can make their lives easier. You'll highlight those things when you present. Number 3. What does the audience already know? What do people need to know? Don't state the obvious, but give people enough background information to understand what you're saying and how it affects them. Number 4. What are people likely to assume? Which of those assumptions are correct and which incorrect? Anticipating your audience's assumptions helps you make better choices about how to present your content. If there's a misperception you need to correct, this might be the time to do it, gently. For example, if your audience believes that the new system you're proposing will take too much time and effort to learn, clearly explain how you'll help ease the transition with training sessions and extra technical support. Number 5. How well does the audience know you? If you don't already have strong relationships with the people in the room, you'll need to establish a rapport with them early on.